All right, so here it is. Time changes, you change, what's important to you changes. My question on this one and the point I want to bring up is, as your life changes and your needs the same, you start to notice that when you read things, that certain things seem to pop out a little bit differently at one time or another. You hear this commonly referred to when you're reading the Bible, and you're saying like, okay, I've read Acts, the book of Acts 15 times. Okay, awesome. But how come this time when you read it, a certain item may or may not have popped out to you? You see, it's because time and perspective continues to change. So just because you may have seen something or leveraged something in the past doesn't mean you fully understand it or have mastered it. So what we're finding in today's marketplace is that some of the things that were very relevant and pertinent, but you didn't have time for before, you do now. And as we're doing this, and as we are retooling in the industry today, it is allowing us to be more effective and more efficient with what we do so that we can be more prepared and ready to rock and roll when this market continues to turn for the better. So my question is, what tools, what things are you focusing on today? What are you going back and taking inventory on that you should be in order to continue to improve and or refine what you're currently doing so that in any market, you can continue to work that smarter and harder cliche that everyone talks about? So I want to challenge you. As you're listening to this today, what areas in your life, be it business, personal, faith, or just personal growth pieces, are you challenging yourself on to be better so that you can best serve those around you? And again, that's not just a business concept. That's going to be for your spouse. That's going to be for your child. That's going to be for every aspect of your life. You see, this is one of those ahas that we come into and we realize as we grow. And sometimes it's because we're challenged and we're trying to figure out, I don't understand, well, why isn't this working or why is this working? You see, it's because those that continually try to improve are the ones that you're going to continue to see doing better day in and day out. Now, not to be confused, sometimes it's not necessarily that they're being better, it's that that person is being more resilient, continually adapting to what's going on in the market conditions. So, this is just a quick little note that I wanted to throw out there. It was something that was on my mind here today. Another good reminder is if you've never read the book or listened to it, if you're an Audible kind of person, Who Moved by Cheese by Dr. Spencer Johnson. Phenomenal book. Highly recommend. God bless you. Have an incredible day. Challenge yourself today and improve something. I'd always be interested to hear what it was that you changed or what that made a difference or an impact for you. So give us that feedback. Have an incredible day. Kick some butt, and we'll see you soon.